On this track, we'll look at how you can access the radio, select different radio bands, set your radio station presets, and program audio levels.
When you select your radio station presets, you'll need to be in the radio mode. So even though we'll review the steps now, you'll want to wait to actually program stations and individual audio settings until the end of this track. Remember that if you switch to the radio while this CD is playing, the CD will automatically pause. Just press the Disc Hard button at the left of the screen to return to playing the CD.
In order for your CTSV to store your preferences, you'll need to make sure that the personalization feature is turned on. So press the Main Menu button. Then press the Feature Programming button at the right of the screen. If the personalization system is on, you'll see an X mark next to Personalization System. If you don't see an X, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight Personalization System, and then press the Tune Select knob.
One way to access the radio screen is by pressing the Band button, which is the top hard button on the left side of the display screen.
The radio screen will have preset stations listed at the right side of the screen. The currently selected station frequency will appear in the center of the screen.
To create a preset, tune to the station frequency, then press and hold one of the programmable buttons on the right side of the display until you hear a beep.
You can tune to radio stations manually by turning the Tune Select knob, or you can press the Seek Scan control arrows to seek the next station.
To scan radio stations, press and hold the left or right arrow for 2 seconds until you hear a beep. Your radio will scan to the next or previous radio station, play it for several seconds, and then go to the next station. To stop scanning, press either arrow again.
If you want to scan only your preset stations, press and hold the Scan button for about 5 seconds until you hear 2 beeps. Your radio will go to the first preset station stored, play it for 5 seconds, and then go to the next preset station, and you'll see Preset Scan in your radio display. Press the left or right arrow to stop scanning your preset stations.
You can repeat setting presets in all the available bands, AM, FM, and the XM radio bands. And of course, you can access the different bands by pressing the Band Hard button at the left of the display.
As an added feature for each preset, you can also program your desired audio level. To access the audio level adjustments, press the Audio Hard button on the left of the display. The screen will display levels that you can set for left-right balance, back-front fade, bass, mid-range, and treble tones.
To set these levels, turn the Tune Select knob. Once you find the level you want, press the Tune Select knob to set it. The system will advance to the next feature. Once you have the tone set, you can program your customized setting using one of the programmable buttons labeled EQ1, EQ2, and EQ3.
You'll also see DSP on one of the programmable buttons. This stands for Digital Signal Processing. It offers a choice of 5 different listening experiences, including normal, talk, recommended for non-musical material like news or sports, driver seat, which adjusts the audio system to give the driver the best possible sound qualities, rear seat, which adjusts the audio system to give the rear seat passengers the best possible sound qualities, and spacious, which is used to make the listening area seem larger.
To select or change a DSP setting for a preset radio station, press the DSP programmable button several times until your desired DSP mode appears on the screen.
The programmable button labeled AVC stands for Automatic Volume Control. When your vehicle is going faster and there is more ambient road noise, your audio system's volume will increase as well. Pressing the programmable button next to AVC will turn this feature on and off. After you make your AVC selection, press the programmable button next to the back prompt to return to the radio screen.
Now you're ready to try setting your presets. When you're finished, make sure to save your presets by pressing and holding either the driver number 1 or number 2 buttons on the driver's door armrest that correspond to your own unique keyless transmitter number until you hear the confirmation beeps.